This episode of Beer City Spaceship is brought to you by Randomizer. Have you tried those other dating websites? Kick them aside. Randomizer matches two people up at complete randomness. We have a nearly 30% success rate.
Yeah, I've tried a lot of the new apps and stuff and the dating sites, and I've never, you know, found that there was very much success in that. And, you know, personally, I have particular tastes, and, you know, I downloaded the app, I hit the button, and I got sent an email, and I correlated with the gentleman, and I'll say right now, I'm not gay, but, I'm in love with a Venezuelan man, and, he treats me right.
I, for the first time in my life, I felt complete. I'm able to leave my village now and begin a new life with a man of my dreams.
My grandson, he hooked me up on the computer there, and I don't know what button I pressed, but the next thing you know, I'm hanging out with a 23-year-old fitness trainer.
You know, when I started, I wasn't really sure what I was looking for, but then I found Gertrude, and it was just a match made in heaven, where Gertrude will be soon. I try not to think about that, though.
Yeah, they don't make dating sites for guys like me. I'm awful lonely. I still do the crosswords, and, you know, and, I don't have very many friends, and I work night shifts at a ice cream supply store. And when I come home, I usually cry myself to sleep, but Randomizer really helped me out. Ever since I met Fido, I've been a happier man. Give me a kiss. I love you.
Well, you know, I love cars, and, you know, I didn't think I could ever possibly love anything else, and, well, the randomizer hooked me up with Sally. And Sally is a Mustang, and not a car, an actual Mustang. Big, girthy Mustang.
Yeah, hi, my name's Steve, and, I'm 8 years old, and, I probably should stay off the computer, but I tried out Randomizer, and now I've got the babe of my dreams. Her name is Brooke, and she said something about a card, a green one, but she loves me for me, and she digs my Xbox gamer score.
Hi, I'm Brooke Shields. When I went on Randomizer, I didn't know what I was going to get myself into, but I found true love with Steve. Steve is a real man. Unlike Andre Agassi.
I love you, Brock.
I love you too, Stevie.
Hi, I'm President Barack Obama. I'm a happily married man, but I thought I'd try this randomizer thing out to see what my fellow Americans were getting themselves into. And by golly, do you know who it hooked me up with? Speaker of the House John Boehner. We've been madly in love ever since.
President Obama and I, we've overcome our differences. And,
it brings me to tears. Just thinking about it.
Come on, let's go write a bill, voter.
Hi, I'm my name's Marcus, and well, I've been inside of Mickey Mouse at Disney World for the last 5 years, just trying to play off student loans, and you know, I developed kind of a thing about, you know, cartoon characters, and I hooked it up with Randomizer, and it hooked me up with my new bestest bud, Dave. He dresses like a duck. And that's cool because we like to fuck.
I've been single for 15 years, and I was wary of getting back on the dating market. I have a lot of hang-ups when it comes to dating, but Randomizer hooked me up with the perfect match. His name's Ted. And although he's been dead for 15 years, I love him. I love him so much. He listens. He takes care of me. Sometimes I'll sit on top of him, and I'll eat Chinese food. And I'll leave flowers by the gravestone. But I really feel like we have a connection there. I love you, Ted.
That's Randomizer. www.randomizer.com. Because if you don't, who will?
Your bag, throw your stuff in the back of the truck. We gotta get out of here before the Nazis catch up.
Wow.
Oh, hey, everybody. Welcome to Beer City Spaceship.
Woo!
I'm Marty, as always, and with me, as always, are my two friends, Ryan.
Hey. And welcome to season two.
And Larry.
Howdy.
And engineer Denny is not here. But that's all right. We'll get through it.
It's hard to get through an episode without Engineer Denny.
The only problem is, without him, we have nobody to blame.
True.
But ourselves.
True.
But Larry, really.
What?
We can blame Larry.
Huh?
Sorry.
So, what's new, season two?
Well,
let's have a brew.
There are some things we need to talk about, some stipulations.
Okay.
Ooh, let's
get season two, we have to up the antes across the board.
Okay.
Larry, I need your beard longer, scruffier, and no more spraying it.
Sir, yes, sir.
Marty, I need you pompous, egotistical,
mm-hmm.
angry,
check.
And cutting off all points that I make.
Okay.
And Ryan, we need some things from you.
Yes.
We need you to be more boring.
Got it.
We need you to ramble on more.
Yeah. Definitely more silent pauses and you know, more gathering yourself before you take off in a different direction.
Check and check.
Okay. Good.
We're all covered.
All right. Now that we're all on the same page, what's new, Pussycat?
Well, the newest of the new is today.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the newspaper.
Today's too new. It's too early in the morning. I haven't looked at anything. So let's back it up.
Okay. What happened yesterday?
Yesterday, I worked, and then I went out and had some Chinese food after work, and then went and had some beers and saw some music.
Buffet?
That was yesterday.
Or sit down.
Sit down.
Sit down? Oh, yeah. That's the best way.
Yeah.
Larry, what'd you do yesterday?
I worked. I know.
Wow.
Connections.
Whoa. Hello.
Then I got home.
We should hang out sometime.
Yeah, we
all
should.
All this stuff in common.
Oh, and that was pretty much it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait.
I know. I live the life that you all wish you could.
Well, I'm actually, I mean, there's got to be some details hidden in this. What?
No, probably not. I know Larry, and there's probably not a lot.
What'd you eat for dinner?
I ate leftover turkey, mashed potatoes.
That will kind of date this episode, I think.
You asked. Green bean casserole.
Hey, this episode is so hot, I'd date it if I could. You know what I mean? What'd you do yesterday, Ryan?
Making season two count.
Get this! I worked!
What?
Holy shit.
Go fuck yourself!
Get
you
out
are
of here!
You are kidding me! I already did two times yesterday.
Oh, Jesus. All right, well, we're getting ahead of ourselves. What happened in between working and fucking yourself twice?
Well, so I went to work, and I came home after a grueling day, and the first thing I did was I realized I forgot that I had to go to a party.
Ooh. That's like a surprise party, but
yeah,
different.
Kind of.
It is.
Reverse surprise party.
Yeah.
Surprise! You're going to a party.
Right. But it's one of those things where my significant other was like, you didn't remember?
Hey, I hate those.
And I'm like, I've been so busy thinking about a million things that I had to do today.
I've been so busy thinking about you.
Larry, I need an app on my phone that just
connects to Larry.
That would be an awesome app that comes up with excuses for your significant other.
No, it just connects to Larry.
Oh,
like
yeah,
a red phone to Larry.
It's, It's like I come home and I've got like lipstick on like my collar or something, and I'm just like, and my wife just like, her face starts seething and she throws her fist in the air, and I just quick tap my phone.
Calls me. I tell you, there was a woman. She passed out. I caught her so that she wouldn't hit her head and die. And her face hit my lapel, and that's why you see lipstick.
Mm-hmm. I would have said I got attacked by a dog that happened to be wearing lipstick.
Ooh, yeah, I like it.
And I, you know, I had to keep it away from my face because I didn't want it to disfigure me.
You know, those poodles, they like, you know, they like to look sexy.
They do.
They do.
A little too sexy, if you ask me.
Uh-oh, I'm not going to ask you.
So, that's a subject for another podcast.
So did you just come home with like a bucket of chicken and your work boots and you're like,
well, you know, I came
time to sit on the couch and fart for the rest of the night.
Well, you know, idealistically in a perfect world, yes. But no, I came home empty handed and sorrowful and then was reminded of a party and went to the party.
How was the party?
The party was kind of a sausage party. You know, and being a married guy with three kids, I like to see more babes hanging out.
Mm-hmm. What kind of sausages were there? I love sausages.
Well, there were a lot of bratwurst hunks.
Okay. Inside joke.
And there were ham and cheese sandwiches, which shouldn't have been invited to the sausage party.
Yeah, I think so. What kind of party do you go to that has ham and cheese sandwiches? That's like funerals are the only things I've ever been to that have ham and cheese sandwiches.
Yeah. Well, actually, it was an engagement party.
Oh.
Close to a funeral.
Which, by the way, if you're listening to this, congrats, Josh and April.
So who did you get engaged to then?
I'm not engaged. I was just...
That'd have been the ultimate surprise party.
Is that like a fishbowl party where everybody just throws their keys in the fishbowl and whoever pulls it out, that's who you're engaged to and you have to marry them?
Yeah.
I think that's what they do in Indian culture.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Cost two cows to get into that party.
I actually... ended up leaving because one of my eight kids decided to like start messing with things they shouldn't, and at that point it got
like
awkward.
Drugs?
Yeah. So we headed home, and then when we got home, we put all 10 kids away to sleep, and then
just all their drawers.
Wait a minute. On your drive home, you managed to pick up two more kids?
Well, it is an engagement.
You are efficient, my friend.
Well, yeah, you know me.
You're like a freaking rabbit. You work quick.
Yeah, they called me Thumper. So, anyway, we got home and watched a movie last night, and then I was really hoping to play some Vidya games, but I didn't get it in there because just didn't have the time.
What movie?
I watched a movie that I think your brother would love,
and that I've never seen. Yes,
it's a horror movie called The Babadook. It's an Australian short film that was made into a full
film. Is that a sequel to the Mediterranean movie, The Baba Ganoush?
I thought maybe it was an offshoot of Marmaduke.
Oh, that could be too.
See, this movie scared the ever-loving shit out of me last night.
Well, yeah,
so the fact that you're
dog.
Making these jokes just again verify that I should have had a Larry app just to calm me down last night. When I got the heebie-jeebies.
I can't think of a situation where a Larry app would not come in handy.
I can't either. I really can't. But anyway, so I guess that kind of summarizes what we did yesterday. I do really wish we could like take a second and just try to like... You know how like most shows, when they have their... when they go into their new season,
most podcasts don't do seasons.
Yeah, they don't even make a big deal out of it.
I do. I love TV.
It sets us apart.
Damn straight. So my idea is...
Well, that and our lack of quality.
Do we have any predictions for this season?
Ooh, I like this. We can predict things, and then at the end of the year... I predict that the winner of the Super Bowl will be...
When is the Super Bowl?
I don't know. Sorry, it's in the winter sometime. February?
Are we January, beginning of February?
Somewhere like that.
We're in like tease winter. But this is where the winner is like,
yeah.
Hey, you. Hey. And then you get too close and she's like, get away.
Yeah. Yeah, we're palming over the bra.
Yeah, the winner's giving us blue balls.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Pretty soon, winter will have turned us over and rammed us from behind. But
yes.
We'll be like, we weren't ready, Winter. Yeah. Stop it. At least use lube.
Yep. Winter's going in dry.
Yep.
Sorry. Okay, so Super Bowl.
Yeah, that happens when I think the stars and the, you know, the
moons and clovers.
Clouds and clovers and, yeah, Lucky Charms are all aligned in a specific way.
You think they'd come up with a more efficient way to, you know, nail down a date, but no.
Yeah, well, that's what, you know, the gods of capitalism, it's written in the Bible.
Right.
That Benjamin Franklin.
Where all laws come from.
Yeah.
Proverbs 69.
Yep,
420.
Written by
I'm proverbs.
Yeah.
How else are you going to describe your actions?
All right. So yeah, it is in the Bible that when the stars and constellations are aligned in a certain way, that's when the Super Bowl happens.
Okay, cool. Well, okay, so who do you think's going to win?
The team that scores more points. Thank you.
Oh,
brilliant.
That is a very brave.
I'm throwing myself out there.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see. I'm not going to bet the farm on that.
I put myself out on a limb, which is dangerous at my weight.
But we'll see.
All right, I've got a prediction for this season of Beer City Spaceship. I predict that one of us is going to do something amazing.
Hmm.
I wouldn't take that bet either.
Really putting yourself out on a limb.
Wait, is Engineer Denny included in that?
Yes.
Okay, then okay. I will take that bet.
That guy's done some things.
He's known for doing things. Well, actually, he's known for not doing things. But
Marty, do you have any predictions?
I predict that one of us is going to fart audibly. And you're going to hear it, but you're really going to have to look. Nobody's going to announce it. You're going to have to go and comb through the episode, slow it down, look at the waveforms and everything.
Play it in reverse.
Yep. And it will probably say something dumb like, go Bears.
A fart that says,
a fart in reverse.
Go
Bears. Yep.
I will take that prediction, take it to the bank, because I think you could clear that and make some serious money.
It may have already happened.
Just throwing that out there. See season one.
Just throwing that out there.
Might be a bonus
feature. For you, cup of coffee.
You internet sleuths out there. There might be a little.
Way too much time on your hands.
A little something to find. So.
Well, we try to throw little trinkets of audible gold into your podcast. So, Larry, what about you? You got any big predictions this season?
Another prediction. Ooh. Let's go political. Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I'm going to predict that within this year, I guess, we have to do these predictions, that a state is going to approve medicinal heroin.
Who? Interesting.
I bet that state's Florida.
Well, I think certain painkillers already are heroin.
Nah, synthetic heroin.
Right. What's the difference?
Well, it's
honestly...
It's like the difference between taurine and actual bull semen. I'll drink taurine, but bull semen, no.
Yeah, nah.
Well, anything else, fellas?
I predict that I will do an episode of Beer City Spaceship completely commando.
Mm.
Free ballin'. Don't look down
there. I'm sorry, my eyes drifted.
I'm not saying it's happened now. That wouldn't be a prediction. That would just be telling you what's going on.
Is it going to be on a summer day where you wear a skirt?
You could be so lucky.
Man.
We'll see how that pans out. All right, your last prediction, Ryan.
My last prediction is that we're going to become closer as friends.
I wouldn't bet on that.
Yeah, I wouldn't take that to the bank either.
A girl can dream.
I predict we're going on a break soon.
You think so? Well, Nostradamus, I think that your prediction is coming true. Let's go to break. When you languish in rooms, I burn.
Welcome back to Beer City Spaceship.
Indeed.
So, guys, I know that we had discussion on Season 2 for being a little bit more topical, a little bit pop culture reference-y.
That's going to be tough for me.
And what better way, I mean, it's like pennies from heaven that just a few days ago, the trailer for probably the biggest movie of next year, yeah, probably the biggest movie of our generation, the teaser trailer was released, and that's How to Train Your Dragon 3.
Mm.
But also a few days ago, they released the Star Wars teaser trailer, which I guess Star Wars is a big deal for some people. I was never into it. I didn't even know it existed until this new trailer came out.
Personally, it sounds like a ripoff of Storage Wars.
It kind of does. Or Star Trek. Like, it sounds like they probably watched Star Trek and were like, you know what? There aren't enough wars in this show.
Oh, okay. I can only take so much.
Okay, well, you are a self-proclaimed Star Wars fan.
How can you be a fan of a movie that's never been out before?
That's true. Okay. No, actually, there were six of them that were out. I did a little bit of research.
Wait, what?
Yeah, there were six Star Wars. The first one was The Phantom Menace. That was the very first Star Wars to ever come out. And that had Jar Jar Binks. And I think it had... Natalie Portman was in that one.
I love me some Natalie Portman.
Yeah, and then the second one, I don't think anybody saw.
Okay.
And then the third one was actually the end of the story... But then it started a new story, which was the fourth one, which looks a lot older, which is weird. If you watch them in order, like the fourth one and the fifth one, the sixth one, they look like they were made a long time ago.
Okay. In a galaxy far, far away.
I see what you did there.
Now, who is the hero?
The hero is Darth Vader.
Okay, who's the protagonist?
The protagonist is Boba Fett.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. If there are Star Wars fans out there listening to this, now, I apologize.
From what I understand,
mm-hmm,
that Luke Skywalker from Two Live Crew,
yeah,
plays a big part in these movies.
All he does is walk on the sky. That's why they call him Skywalker.
Okay.
And that's, you know, he is so horny.
He is.
Yep.
So much so that the American government had to sue him.
Well, if Natalie Portman was there, would Yeah. So can you blame him?
No.
And so now we know the reason for the song, Me So Horny.
I guess I have seen these, now that you've described them, and I was always confused because there was all these like white stormtroopers, and then there's just one black stormtrooper. Was that he like the token... Black
yeah, no,
okay.
that's the Sith Lord. Vader of Darth. Yep.
Okay, back up. First of all, you don't know what you're talking about. Star Wars is a piece of Americana that cannot be tarnished.
Wait,
I don't know.
American?
There's three movies that really tarnished.
Hold on, they're American?
You seem a little more knowledgeable now suddenly.
Well, now that he described it, I knew what I was watching.
Oh, okay. All right, here's the deal. Star Wars fans, I'll start it like this. When I was 5 years old, I saw the first time, for the first time I saw Star Wars.
Here we go, episode one, Ryan's story.
Okay, yeah. Either way, it had a big impression on me, and I loved it.
Okay.
And once I finally had the VHS tapes, I would watch them over and over and over again. I loved the story, I loved the speeders, I loved everything about the original trilogy. I know it's confusing.
Wait,
because
Speedos?
It's con. Yes, I love the Speedos.
Okay.
I love the original trilogy. The Han Solo, Luke Skywalker, you know, Princess Leia
yoga
trilogy.
Yoga?
Yes, and Yoga the Hutt, and all those other fine feathered friends. So, yes, like most Star Wars fans in the late 90s, when the early prequels came out, I thought they were going to be awesome, and then they sucked pretty much all the way through. I think it got a little better, but it wasn't enough to say, you know.
Natalie Portman's in it.
Natalie Portman was in it, but then they had miscast the guy for the young Anakin, and also there were a lot of allegations that George Lucas, you know, kind of was the main guy pointing and dictating what was going to happen in those movies. And, you know, I've heard rants from Patton Oswalt about it and other people, and I have to agree. I think, you know, it really Star Wars has been in need of, you know, something to take the bad taste out of our mouths after those three. And when I saw the teaser trailer, which we just watched during our break, mm-hmm. it reminded me of how excited I was watching the original trilogy, just because I know, because it shows the Millennium Falcon, and I know it's stupid, but I, you know, it's one of the movies that are coming out next year that I'm most excited about. And I vocalized it incredibly positively. I don't have anything bad to say about it because there's not enough there for me to really say.
Well, there's enough there for people on Reddit to write a, you know, the 3 million word essay.
Of course.
Everybody's ignoring the fact that Tracy Morgan's in this movie.
I love you.
I'm going to take you out, Darth Vader.
Either way, it's... There are three... And I was going to say this before we started, but we wanted to save it. But there are three franchises that are having major reboot, like, kickstarts to their franchises
reboots
next
of
year.
Reboots.
You've got... I think it's in the springtime, you've got the Mad Max Fury Road mm-hmm. movie coming out, which I can't wait to see. You've got Jurassic World coming out in the summer,
yes.
And then you have, in the winter, Star Wars Episode 7.
Aren't they? They have to reboot Spider-Man, too. They're due
for
another Spider-Man reboot,
yeah,
aren't they?
It's been 3 months.
And so. Incredible Hulk.
Spider-Man.
They gotta have another one of those, too.
Superman. All those.
My stuff. Thing is, you know, Marty... For you, you are an avid anti-reboot, remake, comic book
no,
guy
I,
for
no,
the most
I
part.
Wouldn't, I wouldn't go that far to say that.
Well, what is it about Star Wars that you don't like?
There's nothing I don't like about Star Wars. I've never said that I dislike Star Wars. I just said I'm not a fanatic, and that's kind of like I can't. I can't wrap my head around being that much of a fanatic about anything.
Right.
And so that's why when something like this comes out, I mean, the trailer's cool. It's awesome. It looks good. All the stuff's cool. I have no problem with the trailer itself. I just don't understand the reaction to it. That's all I've ever said is that I don't get I don't get wrapped up in the whole, you know,
there's
zeitgeist of Star Wars.
There's going to be a lot of disappointed people, and it's their fault for hyping
right.
it up so much.
They're going to be butthurt. That
where if you're like me and you just don't
passively
really care,
yeah,
when I go to watch it, it's
well,
going to
yeah,
be
exactly.
freaking awesome.
And yeah. that's what happened with the you know the previous trilogy. The Phantom Menace era trilogy.
Yeah.
Is that so many people got so worked up about it, and then that's why everybody hated it, is because everybody had their ideas of what it should be. And then it wasn't that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, people were pissed off. And these will probably, you know, all joking aside, these will probably do a better job at that.
I hope so.
Well, I mean, I think that the big thing is that they have super fans making the movies. And that's going to be big. It's not George Lucas. And I always thought that, like...
As long as they don't get the guy who made the last Star Trek reboots, we'll be all right.
That's true. Yeah. That guy, he kind of fucked
Yeah, you
that
don't
up.
Really want people crossing streams with this sort of stuff. So, especially the guy who really
oh,
destroyed
yeah, that's another,
that TV
that's
show
another
Lost.
Reboot that's coming up lately,
yes.
too. Speaking of crossing streams, the all-female
the Busters
Ghostbusters.
Of Ghost?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, that's... Let's take this topic because it okay. seems like we're going through a phase in our generation.
Hey, it's our podcast. We could talk about whatever the
fuck
we want.
We do it wrong. From now on, Beer City Spaceship, we're all about cinema. So anyway, no. So in our generation, we've seen tons of reboots. Like remakes, reboots for everything. Like they're even talking about remaking the Beatles, Sgt. Pepper, Lonely... whatever, with all these different musicians are gonna
I'm
collaborate.
Excited for the reboot of A Fish Called Wanda.
Yeah, oh my
is
god,
is that true?
See, that's the thing, I could just say that you wouldn't know because you're right, there's so many reboots.
Yeah,
you're
well,
like, wait, that could be a thing.
We're
the
living
effects
in
that trailer look rad.
Yes,
okay, so I didn't know the details about the Ghostbusters thing because I'm so The Ghostbusters is another one of those things that's held so closely to the chest for a lot of our age group mm-hmm. people. So whenever anybody talks about Ghostbusters, a lot of times I tune out because I'm like, I don't want to see another Ghostbusters because I don't want Ghostbusters to get ruined.
Ghostbusters 2 wasn't that great.
No, it wasn't that great. I know that, but I'm saying...
There was a third one, wasn't
well,
there?
Well, the problem that I have with... No, there wasn't. No. The problem that I have... with the new Ghostbusters is that like, we'll just put girls in it and it'll be good. It'll be fine.
Who were casted? Do you know?
I'm not sure that anybody's actually been specifically casted. I could be wrong.
Well, let's cast it ourselves.
But I think they're talking about like the Kristen Wiig, because the guy that did Bridesmaids
That's a good director though. He's actually really good. Like he did, he just did another one that I really liked.
Yeah, he did Bridesmaids. How does that translate
to
Ghostbusters?
No, he did another one. It was, it had Kristen Wiig in it, and it was like a romantic comedy.
I'm going to
have to IMDb this in
between. He's really good at romantic comedies.
Well, I mean, okay.
We're talking fucking Ghostbusters.
I know, but this is like shooting, this is really hard to nail. The thing is, a lot of these movies... like, okay, eventually, and this is something I don't want to see at all, but they're going to remake Back to the Future, I'm sure.
So we're going to go back to the Back to the Future?
Probably.
Right, but Back to the Future...
until further in the future, we're going back to the Back to the Future.
Zac Efron is Marty McFly.
Oh!
You just deflated him.
Podcast over. No, but seriously, that's something I...
Seth
there
Rogen
are things that are... They're so... their originals are so high on my book of things that I love that I hold above my head all day long.
When's the last time you've watched Back to the Future?
Last week.
Does it still, because I haven't seen
it's
it.
It's amazing.
Does it still hold up?
It's, I mean,
that's
honestly,
awesome.
It's one of those movies you could watch all day. It's just awesome. Michael J. Fox is one of my favorite actors just because of that movie. Like, I mean, now he can hardly do... what he did then, and you know,
he can hardly take a bath
right now,
that poor guy.
Yeah, I feel terrible for him, but like watching those old movies, I mean, he is so likable. He's such a great, like, he's not, you know, because he can walk the line. He's not the hero completely. He's kind of the bad guy, kind of the good guy. He's like a regular dude. And
Eric
awesome.
Stoltz getting kicked off of that movie is probably the best thing that's ever happened in American cinema history.
Yes, agreed.
But anyway, I mean, I don't know. I always just thought that, like, especially when I was big into movies, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that say it now, it's like, oh, everything's a sequel or a remake. And it's like, well, stop fucking throwing your money at these sequels and remakes, and they'll stop making
them. It's the only thing people show up for.
Right, exactly.
There were two things they remade that I just avoided completely, and that was The Thing and Total Recall. Those are two movies I adore, and I will not pay a penny to that. Like, that's... I know it might sound stubborn. I don't want to sound like I'm immovable. Like, you can't rehash and redo great stories. I mean, half of this...
half of everything that's made is a rehash of some sort of
a short story or a thing they read or whatever, which is fine. I understand that. But, like, certain things... it's like, I know eventually they're probably going to redo Blade Runner. There's another superb film that's... probably going to get destroyed because it'll be cast with like some idiot actor who doesn't respect the source material.
The reboot Bridges of Madison County.
Let's brainstorm here. We're the $1 million podcast. Mm. Let's think of some reboots that they haven't done yet, and we'll try to cast them.
Okay.
We'll start with Blade Runner.
Who
would you cast to be if they were to reboot Blade Runner right now? Johnny Knoxville.
Decker, the guy that
Johnny Knoxville.
100%.
And then Sean Young's character would be played by... well, Sean Young, shit, what's she doing nowadays? She could.
I heard she was married to the director that made the original Friday the 13th, but she kind of went bonkers. Like, she just shows up to events and she's like drinking Elmer's glue and like farting French fries and like...
Yeah, it sounds like Sean Young.
She's wacky tabacky. I mean... if I was to cast Blade Runner currently, I'd want somebody like Michael Fassbender. I know.
Oh, here. I found a list. This is okay. Universal Pictures. They actually they're following Marvel's lead, and they're giving a 7-year list of the movies that they're rebooting. So let's pick some of these out here. Looks like we're gonna have they're gonna reboot Fried Green Tomatoes.
Oh, finally.
Yeah, I know. That's
finally.
So
Fried Green
should be a teaser trailer out for that. Jessica Tandy and Mary Stuart Masterson. Now that's a classic Americana movie.
I've never seen that movie.
Looks like they're gonna reboot Grumpy Old Men. Mm. Grumpy Old Men. Gonna reboot that one.
Who's that? Oh, Jack Nicholson and
you're thinking Walter Matthau.
Oh.
Jack Lemmon, I think is what you're thinking of.
Sorry.
All right. So that should be a good one. They're actually, let's see, who would you guys think would be in the new Grumpy Old Men?
I actually like your pick of Jack Nicholson, actually.
Jack Nicholson and Bruce Campbell.
I could see that.
Let's get that rolling.
Okay. How about a reboot of
I got the list right here.
Schindler's List.
Schindler's List 2?
Yeah.
I think that was already greenlit, but it didn't get through the Kickstarter. Yeah, no.
Schindler's To-Do List.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as you think.
It's a modern retelling.
Schindler's Grocery List.
Yep.
That's the third one that they planned. All right, let's see. Leaving Las Vegas.
Ooh.
They're actually going to make a sequel to that, or they? Yeah, it's going
to
be
coming back to Las Vegas.
Yep. Nicolas Cage is going to reprise his role. It's going to be like Weekend at Bernie's. Elizabeth Shue just walks around with Nicolas Cage's corpse.
Comedy gold.
Yeah.
They're remaking.
I pre-ordered my ticket already. They haven't even done it yet, but I don't want it to sell out. So
they're remaking. I saw this, and this is kind of crazy, but they're remaking Big. It's called Bigger.
Oh,
and
it's
nice.
It's not necessarily about becoming an adult, but becoming a fat blimp.
Ooh,
so basically
okay.
A skinny kid who gets pressured into becoming chubby and he can't.
That's my life story.
Nice. Looks like all these comic reboots, they're going to try and, you know, stretch that out. So Hagar the Horrible, there's going to be a live action Hagar the Horrible.
We can have the guy.
And BC, they're going to film them together.
Oh, cool.
Mm. Yeah.
A crossover, if you will.
Yeah. Let's see. Another one, Doonesbury. It's going to be a live action Doonesbury.
Oh,
I'm sure that won't be.
I'll be ignoring that one.
And an animated family circus movie.
Oh,
it's gonna
actually,
mix animation and live action.
Yeah.
You said, I'm sorry, before we get too far ahead, because now all movies end with buffers for future surprises in their franchises. Actually, I did hear a rumor that the Doonesbury movie ends with a secret Dilbert.
No, it's sighting. Actually Mary Worth.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm excited for Kathy.
Yeah, that's going to be
played by
it's going to be an HBO series.
Ooh, even better.
Lots of sex.
Lots of sex, but it's also not a comedy. It's a horror drama. It's kind of weird. They took a weird angle.
I think they call that a horrorama.
Played by Kathy Bates. Should be good.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was well cast at
as
least.
The titular Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
I hate men. I love
so
chocolate.
Neurotic. It's great.
Okay, looks like they're also going to be doing some more
books always translate great to movies.
Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay.
Where the Sidewalk Ends. Kind of weird.
Yeah.
Kinda Pulp Fiction all over.
I think
place.
that's you know that's Oscar bait right there.
Yeah, that's what they're looking for.
Yeah.
Dictionary the movie.
Kind of wordy though.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
But they're already playing the sequel, Thesaurus.
They always have. See, that's the thing. They've always got these things down the road going. And, you know.
They always said that book was unfilmable. So we'll see how that turns out.
And then, of course, Mad Libs, but the. A little sparse on the
adjectives.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, it's part of their whole branching series of choose your own adventure kind of things.
Yep, and then product placements also get a little bit out of control because I'm looking at this list and I see Arby's the movie.
Mm.
So
it's
I don't
porn.
Know.
Start.
Fuck you.
Yeah, the product placement in this country is just getting bad.
Horsey
I mean,
sauce is a little different.
God damn it.
They've got this this planned trilogy of movies, and I don't know. I don't really know who this benefits, but they've got Mop, Brush, and Bucket, and starting with the prequel, Soap, and you know, they want a whole trilogy of soap movies before they even get to the cleaning utensils.
It's a long term plan.
Yeah, I
they're
get
hoping to clean up at the box office.
Right. I'm really glad though because you know this whole comic book rehashing and like plan thing. It's like you know it's kind of branched into everything. Like you kind of see it now in like our meals.
Well, I think the most interesting concept I think is the Highlights for Children movie, where they actually are going to have two different ones, and you have to spot the difference.
You can't leave the movie theater until you do. That's
well, you
weird.
Have to buy tickets to both movies, and then
right
one that I think will fall flat is Scratch and Sniff.
Yeah,
I'm not.
I mean,
sure
I don't think the
one.
Technology is here yet.
Well, I think that's
in IMAX.
I thought that was just yeah, you're talking about the Scratch and Sniff technology.
Yeah,
that's gonna be you know the forerunner for that is Axe Body Spray the movie.
Oh, comes with a vomit bag.
Yeah,
and a rape whistle.
Oh lordy,
and a polo shirt. All right, well, you know, back around to the Star Wars movie.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we kind of well, we you
pulling
know,
it back in.
We'll pull it back, but we just so, want you to know that we're still brainstorming in season two.
I don't know. Yeah, whatever.
I mean,
it's a minute and a half trailer.
It looks cool.
Yeah, it looks fine.
And
it looks here's like a movie.
That's my review. Looks cool. Yeah. I don't need 1800.
Put the lightsaber broadsword, Larry.
I thought the lightsaber looked cool. I have no problem with it.
A little impractical. I mean, seems like
I'm kind of worried.
Slice your finger off.
Maybe, but I could see how you could block with it.
Maybe they're like two little vents to vent the awesome.
Or maybe it's like a. You know,
it's where you stick your hot dogs.
Maybe it's just
like those
a
rabbit
on the inside
toys where it's got a little G spotter on it. Maybe that's what that's for. Little butt tickle.
He did pull it out from
for those
him.
Lonely days in the trenches.
Mm-hmm.
Well, every Jedi has a dark side.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a mind trick.
Well, I'm glad that we got out ahead of this because I'm sure no other podcast is going to be talking about the Star Wars trailer.
We're
too,
first,
so yeah,
we're definitely first.
It's definitely a Beer City Spaceship exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Exclusive.
Yeah.
Well, should we
yeah, let's take a break. All right, time for some Beer City Spaceship action.
And satisfaction.
We're just going to pretend that we didn't have another segment lined up that didn't go the way we planned, so we got to fall back on another segment.
What are you talking
so
about?
So it's time for the long-awaited 90s hip-hop slang quiz!
Yeah!
Sweet!
We've been preparing this one since... Before
ages.
Season one.
Well, actually, before we started the podcast, we...
I don't even think I mentioned it before we started the podcast.
Before
right,
we
but,
started
hey,
and created the
let's
ship
just
of
say,
space.
Let's
of
just
beer.
Say the Titanic sank, and now we're paddling away on a lifeboat.
But at least we got the lifeboat.
That's right. So, I don't know. Do you want to do scoring or anything? Or
no, I mean, you know, it's kind of like any sport
you
I play
just,
with anybody.
You just have some fun?
Yeah.
All right.
That's what we're all about.
Just a pickup game of 90s hip-hop slang.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll start it out kind of easy. You guys got to buzz in, though. I'll start it out fairly easy, and then I'm going to ramp up the difficulty as we go along.
Okay.
So, question number one.
Yes.
Sure.
Are you ready, Ryan?
Yes, I'm ready.
Get your head in the game, man.
You get in the pit and try to love someone. Let's go.
All right. Number one. Dog.
Larry.
Okay.
It's like a friend.
Sure. A compatriot,
yeah,
an acquaintance, even just like a sir. What is up, sir? What's up, dog? Okay. Maybe we should have you use it in a sentence, too. If you know
okay,
okay. Number two, bling.
Ryan.
Okay.
What is that jewelry you're wearing?
You have to define it and then use it in a second.
Oh, sorry. Bling, also known as a gentleman or lady's jewelry.
Okay.
What is that fashionable bling you're wearing, sir?
All right,
or
very good.
Dog?
Good, good, good. All right, number three. Grills.
Ryan.
Larry.
Ryan edged.
Grill is also a sort of dental jewelry. So what is that grill you're sporting, dude?
It's the same sentence they used for the bling. All right.
What is up with your grill, homie? What?
Is this whiter than skin?
Well, you already skipped ahead, so we'll just toss homie out.
Sorry.
All right.
I hang
Next
out
question.
On the streets quite a bit.
Next word. Deaf.
Larry.
Okay.
Deaf?
Means cool. Like,
well,
that shirt okay. is deaf, yo.
Okay, yeah. Short for definitely. Say Mos Def, like the rapper.
Okay.
That was another proper term, so, you know. Hey, you want to go to the store?
Mos Def.
Mos Def.
That's alternate meanings.
All right.
Sweet.
Get a little harder now.
Okay.
Gangsta lean.
Larry.
Okay.
That would be a form of walking.
Nope.
No? Okay.
Wait, can you say the word again, please?
Gangsta lean.
Gangsta lean. Ryan. Mm-hmm. Gangsta lean is it's a ribeye.
Nope.
That's
what you fill your car up with. Instead of gasoline, you fill it up with gangsta lean.
Close. It's when you're dead.
Oh.
When you're laying in the grave. You're in the gangsta lead.
Huh. I just learned something.
The more right. you know.
Busta.
Ryan.
Larry.
Ryan.
Busta is someone who got busta.
You can't use the word in its own definition.
Yeah.
Okay, busta is a bad person.
Yeah, kind of like a dumbass.
I'm a busta at times.
Yeah, you're definitely
so,
a busta.
What is Ryan occasionally?
A busta.
All right. Next one, break yourself.
Larry.
Okay.
That means, like, check yourself or...
Technically, like, prepare yourself. Something bad is about to happen.
Correct.
If you're robbing somebody.
I should use that more often.
Break yourself. Yeah, you should use that at work.
Yeah.
Hey, man, break yourself. Get your shit in order.
I'll take a 10-minute break right now.
Right. All right. Sprung.
Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Figured you'd get this.
Sprung would be when you get attacked.
No.
Larry.
Larry
means you're horny.
No.
No?
Not quite.
You get sprung.
Mm-hmm. Pussy whipped.
Oh.
Huh.
You figured I'd get sprung.
Next question. Knocking boots.
That's kind
Larry.
Of topical.
All right.
Means sexual intercourse.
That's right. I was thinking about this when I had the idea for this quiz kicking around in my head a couple years ago, and I just wondered how that word came into play. Like,
yeah.
Like somebody actually had sex while and the other person were wearing boots.
They both got out of their construction job.
They're wearing Timberlands still, and they were just knocking boots.
Yep. No, it was just the sound of steel toes knocking against each other.
Think about that in a literal sense. It's actually pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not very literal, I guess.
Audi 5000.
Larry.
Larry.
Means I'm out of here. I am. See you later.
Leaving.
Hasta la vista.
Yep.
He hasn't really been doing the question, though. Aren't you supposed to use it in a question?
Oh. Yeah, we're playing fast and loose here,
oh,
I guess.
Okay. Rules changed. Bobby. Sorry. Go ahead.
All right. I guess we'll get a little easier. Huh. No diggity.
Ryan.
Ryan.
No doubt.
Yeah. Use it in a sentence.
Ah.
Mr. Rule. master?
No.
Okay.
Forfeit.
I'll use it as a sentence. No diggity, no doubt.
There we go. All
right.
Okay,
cleared it up.
Okay,
for
Black
you.
Street.
Next word. Lampin.
Ryan. When you go to Menards and you look for lamps.
Not in a hip hop sense though. That is probably correct.
Larry. Chillin'. Cold lampin'.
You have to be a little bit more specific. I'm sorry, but yeah, you're right on it. You're right on top of it.
I would say lamping is probably when you're in a race and you pass somebody, you're lamping them.
Yes.
Oh
no, that's not right.
Wisconsin.
That's not right, but that in my mind, that's the right answer. Like we played Mario Kart and Toad lamped Mario.
That's what happens every
it's
time.
It's actually like loitering. So it'd be like hanging around on a street corner or something
street
like that.
Lamp.
That's
gotcha.
So you see why I can't accept chilling.
Right.
Because you can chill
at home.
Well, you could probably lamp at home too.
Suppose so.
But you know
I get your drift.
You could chill a bottle of wine, but you couldn't lamp a bottle of wine. I don't know what sense that makes at all. All right, and I guess we'll go with one more.
Okay.
We'll keep it short here. Short and sweet. Frontin'.
Larry. I mean, it's you're putting on an act.
Yeah.
You're putting on a front.
There you go. Yeah.
It's what you do every time you come to this podcast.
Who? You. Are you just speaking in generalities now, Ryan?
Yeah,
you got this shit-eating look on your face. You're so full of bitterness and anger.
I love resentment. Everyone.
I know.
I'm just kidding.
I
wanted to create some
too.
Artificial tension before the end of this episode, but I can't do it because I'm just a cuddly cuddle.
You're just a teddy bear.
You are.
Just a
so lovable.
A teddy Ruxpin.
Yeah. You doing something mean is like me doing something nice. It just doesn't work.
True.
It's just unnatural.
Well, I do have a confession to make at the end of this episode.
Ooh,
well, we're
stay
at
tuned.
The end of the episode, so
for 2
let's
seconds.
Hear it.
The reason Engineer Denny isn't here, I won't say today, but next week.
To be continued.
Wow, I'm sure all three people are going to be at the edge of their seats.
They've completely fallen off the seats. They were
there
so
is a
the
reason.
Edge.
There is a reason Engineer Denny's not here.
That's how we do it. We lull you to sleep during the final segment with the 90s hip-hop slang.
And then you wake up 2 weeks up from now, and then the new podcast is playing.
Yeah. So we will tell you who really killed Hay next week. So stay tuned for that. Yeah. All right. That's it. Let's everybody check out bcspod.com and like us if you haven't done that. Subscribe. Give us ratings on iTunes.
How about
or
checking
Stitcher
out our Twitter?
By the way, 5 stars on iTunes.
Yeah, 5 stars if you think.
No, we actually have 5-star rating.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. We're a 5-star podcast.
Full of ideas, and there's going to be quite a bit more to come this season. A lot more twists, a lot of more turns, maybe some nudity. Maybe.
There already is some nudity
right
now.
Yeah, really, maybe. I mean, that's a given.
Ah.
I wondered why we were all naked and oiled up.
All right. Yeah. Well, we'll see you in some capacity in the coming weeks.
Bye-bye.
What is up with your grill, homie?
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.